Breaking It Down with Frank McKay. This is 103.9 LI News Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone to Breaking It Down. Frank McKay here with the incomparable rock star, and so many people have known him for years since they first heard Hang On Sloopy and the McCoys, and of course his solo work, his work with Edgar Winter, and it just what a career he's put together, and it's still going strong. Rick Derringer is our very special guest, and I'm thrilled to have him. Hey, Rick, how are you?
I'm great. How about you? How are you today?
I'm doing well, and I guess during these times when you say how are you, you know, I guess you're also saying how are you, how is your family, and how are you feeling? And so I'll ask all of that to you. You guys all healthy? Everyone's feeling pretty good?
Yes. Yes, 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 and yes.
Well, listen, I would ask you if you've ever seen anything like this, but there's never been anything like this. And
No. And I lived in Manhattan for 26 years. And right now I'm glad I'm not in Manhattan.
No. Well, yeah. Listen, it's a petri dish. I'm outside of Manhattan. I'm on Long Island, but you know, again, I used to go into Manhattan. Even when I say used to, I'm talking about 3 weeks ago. I'd be in there three times a week, four times a week, and it's a ghost town. I've never seen. It's the Twilight Zone. We're living in a Twilight Wow. Zone episode. It's crazy.
Yeah, I've been in Florida for about the last 20 something years. So I can't say I've been there recently, so I'm not nervous. So I guess that's a good thing.
Well, touring-wise, I guess that's out of the question for everybody. It's not just you. It's everybody. But how long do you have to think ahead when you're in a situation like this? I know you play a lot of dates a year. I mean, it's how much is this? I mean, how much up in the air is it? I mean, are you thinking 6 months down the line, 3 months down the line, 2 months?
Well, right now, most of the concerts this summer have been canceled for just about everybody, I think. But I still have one in the middle of July in Detroit at the Renaissance Center, along with Edgar Winter, that still has not canceled. And I'm doing a big Danube riverboat cruise in October. And as far as I know, that's still on.
Yeah. I mean, we should be okay by it. I'm telling you, if something like that is canceled, this is catastrophic. This is beyond belief catastrophic. And I'm not saying it's not already, but at this point hopefully we'll have a handle on it. I have faith in our medical people, you know, that's for sure. And we'll see how that all goes. Any idea of how to fill the time? I mean, do you just kind of get your rest at this point? Are you writing? Are you practicing? Are you doing some other kind of activity? What's your agenda each day? Are you getting some relaxation in?
Well, very little. I actually have a home recording studio, and my wife Jenda and I write a lot of songs together, and we've been recording all of those. So we do that. I have a site at Patreon. Have you heard of Patreon.com?
I have, but fill in the listeners on a Patreon.com.
If you went to Patreon.com/Rick Derringer, and that's spelled P-A-T-R-E-O-N, Patreon.com/Rick Derringer, it'll pull up a site which is a subscription site where you can get all kinds of stuff. We've had it up for almost a year, not quite a year, and we've been posting all of our new songs that have not been released anywhere else. We've been posting them there. We've been posting a lot of cool songs that are more rare and people don't ever get an opportunity to hear. We've been posting all of them with videos as well there. We went to Prague last year, and my wife and I kind of a travelogue while we were there on our little phones and things, and we posted that at Patreon. But the bottom line is you can get all kinds of good stuff. I'm planning to post a guitar lesson very soon. And that isn't up there yet because of some technical difficulties, but that will be up there as soon as we can. And it's a site where you can get to see those things exclusively 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, whenever you want, on demand, basically, for about, it is a subscription service. It costs about 32 cents a day. So it's really cheap. But that patreon.com/Rick Derringer is one site that's up. And then also, most recently, I've been working on a new radio channel, RDR, Rick Derringer Radio. And at this point, what we initially will provide is over 450 songs, a pretty comprehensive song list from all the way from the McCoys through today, including also, again, some stuff that's never been released that people have never heard. So that will all be available at Rick Derringer Radio, RDR. And you can get a preview of that at our Facebook page. And you just scroll down and it'll say a little thing that says preview of the Rick Derringer Radio, and push on that, and you can actually see it. It's running right now, but I don't have all the fancy widgets and things like that showing yet.
It's terrific. I mean, boy, what a... we're in the space age. I just said we're in the twilight zone, but we're, you know, we're living in a great time if you think about it. I mean, if you look past everything that's happening now at this particular moment, but I, you know, years ago when you started out, forget it. I mean, you'd be, you'd be going broke on two-inch tape, you know, putting that kind of material together and the stuff that you and Jenda are writing, which is terrific, by the way. Yeah, I've been listening to your new stuff. It's absolutely terrific. Let me remind folks that are just tuning in or just turning on their radios a little late. Frank McKay here with Rick Derringer. And Rick Derringer is just has been around for so many years for a young guy, but he has seen it all. And he's seen a lot of changes since the McCoys, so many changes in the music business. And some of them terrible. I mean, all of the Napster stuff, I thought that was terrible, and, just ripping off music and everything else. But look, some people have adapted, and you're one of those guys. To say, hey, I got 450 songs for you to hear, here you go.
And that's free. That's free, by the way. That RDR radio will be a free service. Like I said, you can hear it right now. You can push the button, play, over at our Facebook page, and you can let it play 24 hours a day, and whenever you hear it, you'll be surprised at stuff you've never heard before.
Well, what are you and Jenda recording on? Do you have like a Pro Tools setup? Are you using analog still, Cubase? I mean, what do you have?
I use Logic Pro. And Logic is just about like Pro Tools. It's very similar. But in Pro Tools, if I were wanting to record myself and my own songs, I'd want to have, with Pro Tools, I'd have to have a drum kit, and then I'd have to have a whole extensive array of mics around that drum kit. Just to give you a start, if I wanted to play my guitar, I'd have to have a guitar amplifier and mics for it. But with Logic, it's like Pro Tools, but it has a whole bunch of extras. And by that, I mean, I don't have to plug in a guitar amplifier. I plug right into the Logic, and it gives me, 100 different amplifiers, for instance. And they can all be controlled as if it were a real guitar amplifier. You see knobs and everything, just like a regular guitar amplifier, and you can control the sound that way. So I don't need an amplifier or a mic for that. And drum kits, there are a whole bunch of pre-recorded drummers, real drums, playing different styles and different beats. And through cutting and pasting and little artistic maneuvering, I can use those drum kits, once again, without having a real drummer in my house, without needing extra microphones. So all I really use, I have my favorite guitars, and I have my favorite tube microphone. And between those two items, the guitars and tube mics, I can actually make complete recordings right here in my little studio.
Are you using a Neumann?
I do. I have a tube mic. They're a latest tube mic that they put it out about 4 or 5 years ago, I think, somewhere in that vicinity, and I have that mic.
See, a lot of folks from, you know, old, you know, I want to say old school, and I don't mean it to be disparaging. Look, I'm 53, and I grew up, you know, with you guys and listening to you guys, and still I listen to you. You know, a lot of folks from your generation had a hard time pulling away from analog, and they just they didn't want it. And you know, even though Pro Tools and Logic, you know, it's so much more efficient. It's so much better. Again, Rick Derringer is the voice that you're hearing. If you're just joining us, Rick Derringer is here with us. Frank McKay here with Rick. How long did it take you to wrestle with the idea, or was it an easy transition to go from analog to digital?
Well, here's the answer. When I first started recording, it was way even before I had started the McCoys, and I had a little tape recorder, a little quarter-inch mono tape recorder, and I also had a thing that guitar players liked in those days. It was called an Echoplex. It was an echo unit. And on an Echoplex, you could actually record about 3 minutes in a big loop of music. So I'd take that Echoplex and I'd record a loop of music on it. And then I'd put a microphone out there and play that loop back while playing along with it live over to my mono recording machine, and there you go. All of a sudden, I'd have two guitars, and I could go back and forth and do that and make, you know, multi, kind of like Les Paul did before he invented multi-track. Yeah. I could make multi-track recordings. This was when I was a kid. Then when I recorded Hang On Sloopy, that was four-track recording was what they used at that time. And then I quickly became involved in the right smack dab in the middle of the music business. And very quickly, they had 8-track recording. And then it went from there to 12-track recording. And from there to 16-track recording. Then from there to 24-track recording. And then from there, they had these big digital multi-track machines for a while that were 32 tracks. Digital recording to now where when I go to my Logic system, I have unlimited tracks to record on. And the bottom line is, when you think about that progression that I've gone through from single track, figuring out how to do double track recordings myself as a kid, all the way to now where we have unlimited optimum tracks, it's just a one journey that I didn't have to make a drastic change. In other words, I didn't all of a sudden say, oh, how do we do this? I've been doing that for my whole life. I've been producing records ever since the McCoys' third album on. And so it's just what I do. It's one of the things I do. I enjoy doing it, and I do it well.
You know, yeah, I mean, listen, there's no argument here. For some reason, 17 stands out in my mind, like at you as a 17-year-old. Is it the first time, or am I just misremembering? Is that the first time you recorded? Is that the first time you, is that when Hang On Sloopy came out? Is that when you formed the McCoys or joined the McCoys? What was the significance of 17 years
old? Well, 17 was when I was discovered. The guys that came through my area, in this case it was Dayton, Ohio, and heard my band, the McCoys, play. That was when I was 17. And then by the time I'd turned 18, Hang On Sloopy had just been released at that time. But like I said, I'd been recording, fooling around with it myself, and we actually did a studio recording with the McCoys before Hang On Sloopy ever came out. But nobody knows about that. That was just a home recording style stuff. But the bottom line is, I've been doing it. 17 was the year Hang On Sloopy and I met.
You know, I listened to All American Boy not long ago, and it holds up. I mean, it's a good sounding record. And I'm trying to think, you know, I don't have the vinyl like in front of me anymore. I don't have it on vinyl, and you don't read it. Did you produce that as well?
I co-produced it with Bill Simzik. And I don't know if you're familiar with that name, but Bill Simzik is the guy that first became kind of famous when he did the Joe Walsh and Barnstorm records. Yeah. And then after that, he worked with me co-producing All American Boy. And then he also worked as my engineer on They Only Come Out at Night, which was Edgar Winter's biggest record, where we did Frankenstein. So Bill Simzik was helping a lot at that time.
Frankenstein's.
And he also did the Eagles. That's his most famous one, Hotel California.
Yeah, right. Yes, that's where the name Simzik. Boy, that holds up too. I gotta say that Hotel California still it gets so much play. What did it for you? What started you thinking guitar? What started thinking you about writing? I mean, is it the Beatles like everyone else, or was there someone else? And you mentioned Les Paul. Were you a fan of Les Paul growing up? What was your?
Oh yeah. Yeah. Well, when I was 9, I got my first guitar, and my brother very quickly after that started playing drums and other instruments himself too, and our mom liked to sing. And so she taught us both how to sing harmony when we were really young. So we kind of grew up in music, whether it was, very quickly, we both started playing for events, local events, high school stuff, anything where we could play. We won a TV talent show when we were just about, I was probably 10. Maybe. So we were involved in music from right away. I heard a guitar playing live in my house. My uncle played, and that was when I was 8 years old. So, and my parents had an extensive record collection even before that as I was growing up. So I was aware of music. And like I said, when I heard that guitar at 8, I said, I want to play guitar. And for my 9th birthday, that was my present. And so it's always been part of me. It's what I do.
Rick Derringer, thankfully, that's what he does, because he's been doing it so well for all of these years. Frank McKay here with the legendary Rick Derringer. Let me just go back to that. When you have that kind of success at 17 years old and you discover it at 17 and soon after Hang On Sloopy comes out, and it's a... Again, it's a little before my time, but it's a monster hit, right? It's a big, big deal, and it gets attention. And your mom was already encouraging you and your brother to play. It was a musical house, and I guess even the fact that you guys are doing it together. It's probably not hard to convince the folks that, hey, I'm going to do this, you know? You're not getting the push, and again, I'm... making assumptions here, but I'm assuming you're not getting the pushback that what the hell are you going to do with your life? This is a flash in the pan. You can't do this. When you have that kind of success at 17 years old and you're going, when most kids are figuring out what colleges they're going into, you're thinking about tours and you're lining up different recordings and so forth. I imagine you didn't have a lot of blowback or pushback from your folks.
No, as a matter of fact, they always encouraged us. My dad was, he was like our biggest supporter. He acted like a road manager, we would call them nowadays. He helped us with all of our gigs and getting equipment and they both really urged and hoped that I would be able to go on and do it. But being kind of pragmatic and people that, in Ohio who aren't really dreamers, they thought probably there was no likelihood that I would be able to make a living musically. So I was encouraged to figure out what else I might want to do. And I liked art a lot in those days. And so I enrolled in the Dayton Art Institute, it's called. It's a fine arts school. And I was figured maybe I'd become an architect because that way I could use the Lycan. I liked art. I could use that love of art to make some money. And so I was enrolled in the my portfolio had been accepted, and I was enrolled in the Dayton Art Institute, and I was supposed to start in September. And what happened was August of that year was when the New Yorkers came through and discovered the McCoys and asked us to record Hang On Sloopy. So God intervened and said, you don't have to go to art school. You can live your dream. And that started immediately. And I've been doing it ever since.
Yeah, I mean, just think of that. I mean, that's just it. You know, nowadays it's almost unthinkable. I mean, you'd have to go a completely different route. And again, if you're just joining us, thrilled to have the wonderful, legendary Rick Derringer here with us. And if you walked away, let me remind everyone you're listening to Breaking It Down with Frank McKay here, but much more importantly, Rick Derringer, guitarist, singer, producer. And he's done it so well for so long. And he and his lovely wife, Jenda, are still recording and writing. And by the way, that says a lot. So many of his peers are just just performing at this point, and there's not new music coming out. And thankfully, Rick is putting together just a very well-rounded career. And if you go to Rick Derringer Radio and go to his Facebook and check it out from there, you can hear 450 songs for free. Rick Derringer has been our very special guest. We'll see you all next time on Breaking It Down.